שלום, אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 ספירות חלק א',
We're studying from the study of 10 ספירות, parts 2, chapter 2. We are in item 58. You can find study materials in our site. You can also send questions, pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired. Again, we're in study of 10 ספירות, part 1. We're in part 2, page, we're in הסתכלות פנימית, we're in item 58. The Tzimtzum was mindful. The Masach that pushes the all by power of authority was not mindful. 58. You must understand the difference between the Tzimtzum, the restriction that Malchut of Ein Sof performed, being the departure from the great will to receive due to her desire and choice to equalize its form with the emanator. And the Masach, which is the detaining force and the authority and the compelling force that prevents the light from reaching Pchina Dalit. Item 59. If anyone has questions, you just raise your hand. Yes? Please. Maybe we should read it again. We'll start with 58. Again, 58. You should understand the difference between the first restriction and Malchut of Ein Sof, which is the departure from the great will to receive due to her desire and choice to equalize form with the emanator, and the Masach, which is the detaining force in authority and compelling force that prevents the light from reaching Pchina Dalet. Item 59. The reason for it is that although both restriction and Masach were performed by Malchut of Ein Sof, you already know that when a spiritual entity acquires a new form, additional form, it is then regarded as two spiritual entities and two prinot that are as far apart from one another as the measure of their change in form. Just as corporeal objects become separated from one another by an axe and are distanced from one another by space and an area, so are spirituals discriminated from each other by the renewal of form, and the distance from each other is as the measure of disparity between each and every form, whether more or less. The Masach is a result of the restricted Malchut, a desire, and this upper one is a force in the lower one. 60. Thus, after the above Malchut performed an extension of the light of the Kav over the three Prinot, after it was restricted, this extension, this Amshacha, is regarded as a new form, added to the form of the restriction. Thus, there are now two Prinot in the above Malchut. First is the restricted Malchut, being the first form that was made in Malchut of Ein Sof, which now adopted the new form called restricted Malchut. And later, when the Malchut performed an extension on the light of the three Prinot, a new form was born and emerged, which is called a Masach, preventing the light from appearing in Pchina Dalet. It's known that every desire in the upper one becomes an authority in the branch that emerges from it. And since the Masach is a branch and upshot of the restricted Malchut, hence, even though Malchut restricted herself voluntarily and knowingly without any control by her upper, with that, the consequence that extends from her, namely the Masach, is already completely controlled by the restriction, since it is a second degree in the world of Tzimtzum, the world of restriction. Meaning, whatever the desire in the upper becomes a law that's obligated on the lower one, and therefore we have Malchut of Ein Sof, which took on the light of Ein Sof without any limitations, and then Malchut, which decided to restrict, the restricted Malchut gets rid of the light, Malchut that remains empty. All those stages are as additions to the Malchut of Ein Sof upon Pchina Dalet. Okay? Next. The difference between Igulim and Yosher is in the Masach that was renewed in the 10 Sefirot of Yosher. 61. It follows that there are two Prinot of Malchut. The first is the restricted Malchut, and the second is Malchut that has a Masach. You should know that this is the entire difference between the Sefirot of Igulim and the Sefirot of Yosher, called Kav. Because in the Malchut is in Eser Sefirot of Igulim is the restricted Malchut, where there is no Masach whatsoever. And the Malchut of Ten Sefirot of Yosher is the corrected with the above Masach. Questions? No? Okay. So we have several kinds of Malchut. Malchut of Ein Sof doesn't make any restriction, or Malchut that was restricted, that does have a limitation just to not receive. And then we have all kinds of forms of Malchut in which there is reception in a limited manner. The reason why the light strikes and wants to permeate Pina Dalet is that the emanated extended this way.
62.
Now you can thoroughly understand the matter of the Or Chozer that ascends by the Zivug of Haka'a, of the encounter of the upper light with the Masach of Pina Dalet, that has begun to explain above. You should understand that we said above that the upper light is not meticulous about the tzimtzum that the emanated perform. And it is comes down to explain in Bchina Dalet as well. The reason for it is that the emanated himself necessarily extends it to begin with. It has already been explained that the upper light is always in a state of complete rest and does not stop shining to the lower ones even for a minute. That is because it does not come under the definition of an incident and an innovation. Instead, all the issues of the expansion of the light that were discussed refer to the extension that came from the emanated, who received it from the upper light as much as the will to receive is prepared, meaning the yearning in it. It's not a whole lot to add here. I don't know what to add without your questions. Next, continue. It's all according to the order of the degree. The extension of the emanated, which happens from the expansion of the upper light. 63. At the very moment that the emanated yearns to receive from the upper light, he immediately sucks from the upper light. It is like one who lights a candle from another. The first is not lessened by it. By the same manner, when the emanated extends the upper light to itself, the upper light is not lessened in any way because of that part that the emanated extended. Also, it is not affected or impressed in any way by the extension of the emanated. However, in order to simplify matters, we refer to amshacha, extension of the emanated, as expansion of the upper light. Hitpashtut. Remember this in every place, for we always speak of hitpashtut, of expansion of the upper light, and mean the extension of the emanated by his longing, his yearning alone. The emanated extends the light, and therefore the upper light goes down and fills the emanated. There's no coercion in spirituality after the emanated did the restriction. The upper light keeps, even though it's after the restriction, it keeps the restriction, and therefore the emanated can protect himself this way and not receive unless it's according to his will. Meaning, after the restriction, two authorities happen here. The authority of the light that wants to bestow and does not change his direction, his level, and the authority of the emanated that doesn't want to receive due to shame because of the restriction and keeps it. Yes. The part of the light that had to permeate Bchina Dalet and was pushed away from it became the Or Chozer. 64. Therefore, after the Tzimtzum, when Malchut of Ein Sof extended the light once more, because it extended it through the yearning in her Pchina Dalet, the upper light was also drawn to Pchina Dalet. However, by the power of the Masach that she had erected to detain the light from spreading to Pchina Dalet, that part of the light returned backward. By that, she maintained her first wish that the light would come only as far as three prinot. However, that part of the light that the Masach pushed back to its roots, to its shoresh, meaning that part that was meant for Pchina Dalet, did not vanish from her. Instead, it became a great ol, clothing the three prinot of the upper light from the place of the Masach up to the shoresh. This ol chozer became a kli for reception of the three prinot of upper light instead of Pchina Dalet. Because Malchut does a restriction, Masach and Or Chozer, in the Or Chozer, when it comes from Malchut, which doesn't want to receive anything, it has a viut of Pchina Dalet, which puts a Masach and rejects all the light. Therefore, in this Or Chozer, there's enough aviut, enough force, that it closes the upper light that comes to it, that wants to fill it, and answer, and dresses it, and returns it to its source, to the creator. It seemingly tells him, I am not capable of receiving that. My state, the shame, is that I'm opposite you, I'm not permitted to receive it, and I can't, in order to bestow, and in order to receive, I don't want. That's why that rejection that there is now, that the Masach does upon the upper light, it raises the Or Chozer, and then we will learn how from this Or Chozer the new Kli is made. Okay? Yes? Why is the Or Chozer upon the three Pchinot instead of Pchina Dalet? Pchina Dalet doesn't receive all the Yashar. Where does it come from? It comes from the three Pchinot to Pchina Dalet. So Or Chozer comes from Pchina Dalet upon the three Pchinot. Malchut does not receive. After the Masach, there is a Masach on Pchina Dalet. Now, for the time being, there's Tzimtzum, Pchina Dalet, restricted. She rejects it and it becomes the clothing Or Chozer. So if we can separate these forces that are operating in this system, first of all, there's the Or Yashar, which comes to Pchina Dalet from the three previous Pchinot. Yes. There's the Tzimtzum, which is one force that prevents Pchina Dalet from receiving. Yes. There's the Masach, which is an additional force, except for the Tzimtzum, which takes the light backwards. And it takes all the Pchinot, closes the rest of Pchinot in return. It can't any more than that. That's where it receives the light. And they all operate simultaneously at the same time? Why? It's the order. Because he writes that Pchina Dalet continues to draw the upper light. I don't know, where is it written? I'm already... Where is it written that you're asking about? It's written, and thus, after the Tzimtzum, when Malchut returned and extended the upper light, because she extended it by the longing in Bchina Dalet, here the upper light also extended to Bchina Dalet, but due to the Masach that she did to detain the light from spreading to Bchina Dalet, that part returned back, which observed its intention to start with, which is to bring the light in those three root. Although that part that it returned back to its root, meaning the light that is appropriate for Bchina Dalet, did not disappear from her, but became the great light that closed the three Bchinot of the upper light from the place of the Masach upwards until the Shoresh, as this O Chozer becomes a light for reception to the three Bchinot of the upper light instead of Bchina Dalet. Yes? So the moment when their Tzimtzum occurs, Bchina Dalet continues or stops drawing the upper light? Did it stop yearning? The yearning is not dependent on her. The desire does not depend on her. She can't do anything with the desire. She can only not receive. But to diminish or grow her desire is not something she's capable of doing. So she continues to yearn, and upon this yearning, she has a restriction. Yes. Otherwise, where will the restriction be from? And after the restriction, she begins to bring back the light, seemingly. She dresses these in the Ruach Chozer, the three Bchinot, and doesn't receive into herself. So Tzimtzum needs to be done also on Bchina Dalet, but Ruach Chozer she only has on Gimel, on the three previous Bchinot. Yes? Why not on the ones that are before her? She doesn't have Chokhmah there. The light through the three previous Bchinot should have entered Bchina Dalet. Bchina Dalet does a Tzimtzum. Yes? And it wraps all the light that comes to her and puts it back and sends it back. That's considered that O Chozer comes from her. Here, we're not yet talking about receiving later. This is before that. For the time being, she's just giving the light back. That's called that she's restricting herself. Yes? I had a question about the way that Igulim are filled with light. Well, ask. From those same Gimel Pchinot, the three Pchinot where Dalet does not receive, from those three Pchinot, Igulim are filled. From the three Pchinot before Bchina Dalet, they have a connection with the Igulim, because also in them there's no restriction, also in the Igulim there's no restriction. Therefore, from the three Pchinot that precede Bchina Dalet, the Igulim are filled.
So,
that's it? Yes? In the heading of 68, it's written that there's 58, there's a control that's not from her reason. What's that? What does it mean that's within her? The Masach is a result of the restriction, and after she did the restriction, she already has from that a zivug of Hakah. For the time being, Hakah, not zivug. A strike, but not the meaning. And the Bchina Dalet rejects the light. And where does the Masach come from? From the force of restriction, as a result of the restriction. There are several kinds of Masachs. Maybe you're saying, a Masach is how much I receive and how much not. No. There's a Masach that stands and says, I do not receive. It's like this. Light arrives. Malchut does a restriction upon herself. Then she does a Masach, which differentiates between her and the three previous Bchinot. Then there's a Masach which returns the upper light. It simply returns it. Then there's a Masach that we will learn. Now we don't yet have it, but the Masach that starts to examine how much nevertheless I can and in what way I can receive in order to bestow. Where does the first Masach that she's talking about stand? They all stand in Pe of Rosh, all before Prina Dalit. Ask, please. Onwards. Chapter 6 explains why the Masach of Prina Dalit raises O Chozer up to Keter and Prina Gimel up to Chochmah, etc. And below. The O Chozer is divided to Sfirot according to the measure that it clothes Prina Dalit. 65. From the aforementioned, you can thoroughly understand the measure and size of that O Chozer. It is no more and no less than the measure of the oil that the Masach pushes backwards. In other words, it is that part that was worthy of expanding in Prina Dalit, and it is not pushed it backwards, and rose up to clothe the Prinot of the Or Ilyon, of the upper light, meaning Prina Gimel, called Zeiranpin, Prina Bet, called Bina, Prina Aleph, and called Chochmah, and Prina Shoresh, which is called Keter. For this reason, Prina Dalit is considered to have been divided in itself into those 4 degrees that her Ochozer clothed, which became 4 degrees one above the other in the Kli of Prina Dalit herself. That is because the light that had belonged to her ascended and clothed these 4 degrees of Aviyut. It is for that reason that Prina Dalit is regarded as their Shoresh, called Keter of this Or Chozer. There are no questions. Okay. Or Chozer is divided to Sfirot according to its clothing, the Sfirot of Or Yashar, meaning, actually, what does Prina Dalit do? She doesn't want to receive anything, but because the light that comes to her is the first 9 Sfirot, and therefore, in her rejection, although it is kind of a simple rejection to all the light that she receives, but this rejection is divided into 9 rejections. 9 kinds of Or Chozer, because each pleasure that arrives to her, she has to delight herself or answer in the right way. The 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar expand from above downward, and the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer from below upward. Item 66. Now there are 2 kinds of 10 Sfirot in the emanated. The 10 Sfirot from above downwards, and the 10 Sfirot from below upward. It's so because there are 10 Sfirot in the upper light, called the Keter of the upper light. Also, 4 Prinot expand from the Keter, as Prina Aleph is called Chochmah, Prina Bet is called Bina, Prina Gimel called Zeranpin, which includes the 6 Sfirot Chagat Nehi, and Prina Dalet is Malchut. Their order is from above downward, meaning from Zach to Av, from pure to coarse. It means that the more pure it is, it also is more important. And the purest of all, namely the Shoresh, is called Keter. After Keter, meaning a little more coarse than Keter, is called Chochmah. It continues by the same manner to the most of the coarsest, which is Malchut, the most wanting of all. Okay, next. From below upwards means that the coarser is more important. 67. There are 10 more Sfirot in the emanated. They are the of opposite value of the 10 Sfirot of the upper light, which come from above down. Namely, the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer that rise from the Masach of Prina Dalit, which clothe the 10 Sfirot of the upper light in order from below upward, meaning from the coarse to the pure, as the coarser is the first in virtue, and the greater the purity, the lower it is. This is an opposite order to that of the 10 Sfirot of the upper light. It's clear, yes? So we have 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar, of direct light, 9 Sfirot of direct light, from Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin. Here it's Malchut, which does not receive, And against that, in return, 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer.
Ken.
Yes. Malchut of Or Yashar is Keter of Or Chozer. 68. The most coarsest of them all, namely Pchina Dalet, becomes the most important. That is because she is the root of all the 10 Sefirot of the Or Chozer. It is so because this Or Chozer is no more than a part of the Or that belongs to her, which the Masach pushes backwards. Therefore, Pchina Dalet is regarded as Keter, meaning the Shorosh. Okay? Next. Can we see the diagram? Good, let's continue. The Malchut of Or Chozer is in the Keter of Or Yashar. 69. Pchina Gimel, which consists of a less aviyut than Pchina Dalet, is regarded as Sfira of Chochmah of Or Chozer, meaning second to Keter in degree. And Pchina Bet, which is purer than the Pchina Gimel, is regarded as the third degree from Keter, meaning Bina. Pchina Aleph, which is even purer than Pchina Bet, is regarded as the fourth degree from the virtue of Keter, meaning the Sfira of Ziranpin, consisting of six Sfirot Chagat Nehi. The Keter of Or Yashar, the purest of all, is only regarded as Malchut compared to the Or Chozer, meaning the least merit. That is because the greater the aviyut, the greater the importance, and the greater the purity, the lower the degree. Since the degrees expand from coarse to pure, remember that well. Meaning the value between Or Yashar and Or Chozer is opposite, always. What here is more important, there is less important. That's clear, yes? Because aviyut rises in Or Yashar, Aviyut. Kind of rises in Or Yashar, and it's the opposite in Or Chozer. Okay? Yes? What happens the moment that Or Chozer and Or Yashar are equalized? In the degree of Bina? Yes. Well, we will talk about that. That's always asked. Yes. Bina is something special. It's probably like a neutral place. Yes, let's say neutral, yeah. So what drives it to keep going? It's like, that's it, we're done. From in order to receive to in order to bestow. From lo lishma to lishma. All kinds of things like that. What drives it? What's the additional force that above nature. Love? Above nature. And that's the true state in which a person, each time he goes above reason, above his nature, he makes that transition. All the points in our life where we don't want, can't, we're fed up, I'm fed up, and I don't want anything, and those kind of points of weakness where we truly don't see anything and there's no justification, and here we nevertheless rise above ourselves, we either can't rise above ourselves, and what the mind doesn't do, time will do, and we nevertheless we overcome thanks to the upper grace, and we continue. It all comes to there. Well, and other than that, in the middle of Bina, there's all those special transitions. We will be learning that later. It's good that you feel it. Malchut consists of all 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer. 70. Pchinat Dalet herself is also divided into 10 Sfirot, meaning 4 Pchinot in Keter, by the power of her Or Chozer that expands to 10 Sfirot. It's so because Pchinat Dalet herself is the Keter of Or Chozer, namely the Shoresh. And the 9 Sfirot of Or Chozer that expand and rise from her are her branches. It's known that all the branches exist in thus, Pchinat Dalet herself is regarded as 5 Pchinot, which are Keter, and the 4 Pchinot expanding from below upward. Because Malchut receives from above, then according to the extent in which she receives, she divides. Meaning it must be a vessel of reception on 9 portions, let's say. So Malchut herself needs to include these 9 portions and receive them. She either becomes the Keter of Or Chozer, she must bestow in return to all those parts, meaning she becomes the source of the 9 Sfirot of Or Chozer. Okay? We will go over this many times. For the time being, this just gives us the initial details. The purification of the Masach divides the Pchinat Dalet into 5 Pchinot. 71. Now you can understand what we have said above, that the measure of the Or Chozer is measured by the amount of Aviyut in the Masach. That the greatest Aviyut in the Masach, namely the Masach of Pchinat Dalet, manifests the complete degree, meaning reaching up to Keter, and the Masach of Pchinat Gimel reaches only up to Chochmah, Masach of Pchinat Bet, up to Binah, and the Masach of Pchinat Aleph only as high as Zeranpin. A Masach that hasn't even got a view of Pchinat Aleph, who is like a Shoresh, manifests no level of awe, but only Malchut itself. With the above explanation, you will understand the matter of the purification spoken of in the Masach regarding the above 5 Pchinot, which is the matter of the division of Pchinat Dalet herself into the 5 aforementioned Pchinot. And the conduct of the Masach is to ascend and purify in the parts of the Aviyut that exist in Pchinat Dalet for a reason that we will learn henceforth. Meaning to the extent in which we have in the Masach Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, degrees of Aviyut, thus we have accordingly the Or Chozer.
Beseder?
Okay. I didn't understand what the Aviyut in the Masach depends on. Aviyut. Does it depend on the Aviyut of Malchut? Rav writes, Aviyut of the Masach. The Aviyut does not depend on the Masach. Aviyut is in the Masach. But the Aviyut in the Masach defines, decides what Or Chozer the Malchut can operate upon, can beget. It depends on which Aviyut. Let's say you have here water. And this is juice. And this is, let's say, salad. And this is fish. And this is meat. So you reject them according to the extent in which you feel flavor in it and... It's like Malchut disappeared for me. There's Masach and there's no Malchut here. Why? It's like nothing depends. Masach decides and Malchut doesn't decide anything. Right? After the restriction, only the Masach decides what will happen, what work there will be in Malchut. And where's the Aviyut of Malchut? It is in the Masach. Oh, so it's connected to one another. Well, how could it be that it's not? So how does the Masach work if not with the Aviyut of Malchut, with its hardness? So it takes into consideration also the Aviyut of Malchut? It's all one. It's all one. We divide the system into discernments, but they work together. Masach with its aviyut, with its kashiyut, with the light that comes to it, how it responds to the light, how it builds responses, all of that works together. Yes. I don't really understand this part, that it's still similar to the Shorosh, it doesn't reveal any level of light. Only Pina Malchut itself. Why are we talking about there being 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar and 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer? And he writes that doesn't reach any level. That's not a level? He doesn't rise. Pinat Shorish does not rise nor clothe any degree. It exists on its own only. That's how you call inanimate. Still. It can't. It doesn't have the force. It's not receiving in order to receive, God forbid. But it cannot receive in order to bestow anything. Is there a desire there and it doesn't do rejection? The desire is so small that it can't develop upon it any action towards the host. And we're not talking about the kashiyut, the hardness, or the desire for it. There is no kashiyut, there's no hardness, because it's aviyut of shoresh, do you understand? Kashiyut, shoresh, zero. Another question, what does the measure of the Or Yashar, the direct light that will extend, depend upon? In the desire, in the masach. Also a question, the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar is equal to 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer or not? Yes. So why in Samech Bet it's written here, a part of it returns backwards. That's already receiving something in order to bestow. And here he's talking about rejecting it all. I don't understand. He rejects everything? If I reject everything in return to the host, then I reject and I have nothing, I don't receive anything. If a part of it receives what he presents to me, then that part is in me and a part on the outside is I reject it. Except for that, if we're talking about the work in the Rosh of the Partzuf, there it first rejects and then starts to think and calculate how much you can receive in order to bestow, and then the part that receives in order to bestow. That's the work that is divided into several stages. Is there pure and coarse also in the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar? No. That's Or Yashar. It comes from the Creator. So why is there a difference in the 10 Sefirot? How can you divide pure and coarse in Or Yashar? The light that enters the Partsuf through Prinot Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel till it reaches Prinot Dalet becomes so by the Kli. Okay? Slowly, slowly. Chapter 7 explains the matter of the purification of the Masach and the emergence of the five levels Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, one below the other, because of the purification of the Masach. The detaining force in the Masach and the measure of the Aviyut in Malchut are equal. Well, now you'll see it. 72. In order to understand the issue of the purification of the above Masach, we must first present two forwards. The first is that the detaining force in the Masach, being the force of the detainment in the Masach, it is measured by the level of the aviyut, which is the yearning in Prinadalet, like the two sides of a scale. There is a simple reason for it. If there is a great yearning to receive, it necessitates great efforts to refrain from receiving. And if there is a small yearning, it does not take a great effort to refrain from receiving. Thus, the detaining force in the Masach is equal to the measure of Aviyut in Prinat Dalet, whether more or less. Okay? Or did you not hear? Did you hear, Niv? Yes? Okay. Next. The Or Mekif purifies the Basach. 73. The second forward is that that Or Mekif, the surrounding light, which is not clothed in the emanated, has the nature of purifying the Aviyut in Masach Dalet, slowly, in a order of four Prinot, until it purifies its entire Aviyut. Meaning it begins to purify from Prina Dalet to Gimel, then to Prina Bet, Prina Aleph, and finally making it completely purified without any Aviyut. Meaning the surrounding light, the Or Mekif, we learned this in Nekudot, in the Potsuf. The Potsufim of Nekudot. So the Or Mekif, which presses the Masach, its nature is to purify the Masach in return, until all the aviyut of the masach disappears. Okay? Good? Yes? Is there a state in which the aviyut is great and the force to detain is not great? The aviyut is good and the... Wait. That's not a state that I can answer. Great Aviyut, let's say Aviyut Dalet, and the upper light comes and wants to enter the Aviyut, and there's a Masach which detains it, which rejects it, and then, let's say the Masach is weak, it's not equalized to the great Aviyut, is there such a situation? Then the upper light will enter through the Masach to the will to receive without a Masach. That's shattering. That's not okay. So such a thing can't happen? If, let's say, it would happen, there would be a shvira, a shattering. But for that, we need to have a very special action. We will learn later how, nevertheless, the Creator makes it such that the Masach shatters. It's not simple, because according to all these laws, it's impossible for it to happen. Next. Because it wants to permeate, but the Masach detains it. 74. The reason for it is that Or Mekif is the Or Elyon, the upper light, that cannot permeate the emanated. Because of the Masach that stops it from expanding further than its own level, as he remains outside the Partsuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar. Because the Or Mekif wants to shine in the Primiyut, in the internality of the Partsuf, as it did in Ein Sof, because it shone in Prina Dalet as well. It strikes the Masach and purifies it. In other words, it revokes the Aviyut and the Kashiyut in it so that it can permeate. Meaning they are working seemingly together. Or Mekif, surrounding light, Or Pnimi, internal life, Tzimtzum, Masach, all those things work together in order to obligate the Kli each time in purifying the Masach, receiving more. Purifying the Masach, receiving more. It's similar to how we ate, we don't want more. Wait, you don't want more soon. You eat again a break, and then you want it again. So like that, through many degrees like that, Galgalta, Absag, Mabon, there are many. It's not just five worlds, five Pantsufim in each. It's on endless such actions. That's how we nevertheless receive in order to bestow all the light of Insuf. Okay? Good. Next. First the Masach becomes strong, then the light. 75. In the beginning the Masach becomes strong and pushes it backwards. Afterwards the light increases and purifies the Masach. However, it only cancels the level of Aviyut over which there was the Zivug Avaka. If the Zivug Avaka was on Prina Dalet, it would... It nullifies the Aviyut of Prina Dalet that stops it from clothing the Patsuf, leaving the Aviyut of Prina Gimel, which it had no dealing with. If the Zivug Avaka was an Aviyut of Prina Gimel, it cancels only the aviyut of b'china gimel and leaves the aviyut of b'china bet, etc. Let's say with the host, if I'm sitting before the host and he's pushing to me that I should eat something specific, yes? So I don't want, he pressures specifically that, and I don't want, meaning the argument is upon something specific, special, about the degree of aviyut that is revealed now, that now bothers us to enter into connection, or to receive, or to bestow. That's how it is. It's only upon one thing, meaning everything is done in details, in individuality. Pchina Dalet does not become absent, although it has been purified into Pchina Gimel. 76. You already know that in any renewal of form in spirituality, the previous form does not become absent as a consequence. That is because there is no absence in spirituality, but only an additional form. From that, you may conclude that Pchina Dalet, that has now become purified into its Pchina Gimel, is considered to have departed from that emanated and become a new emanated that is added to the first. The Pchina Dalet in it is not the Pchina Dalet in Pchina Dalet, but Pchina Gimel in Pchina Dalet. However, that purification did not cause any changes in the first emanated as a result of that. Questions about this? What was written right here? No? I'm telling you. We ask only according to what we learn. Next? If so. Immediately at the purification of Pchina Gimel, the upper light made a zivug with it and never stopped shining. 77. It's been explained earlier that the upper light does not stop shining in the lower ones for even a moment. The expansion to the emanated depends solely on the preparation of the kli, meaning according to the measure of the will to receive in the emanated. Anytime the emanated awakens and yearns for the upper light, it immediately receives it to the extent of its desire. Hence, Pchina Dalet has been purified into Pchina Gimel, becomes a new emanated in and of herself, and extended the upper light unto herself. Afterwards, 10 new Sfirot of upper light had emerged in her from above downward. Also, 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer from below upward, just as the first emanated expanded. However, there's a significant difference between them in their levels. This is because the new emanated lacks the degree of Keter and reaches only as high as Chochmah. Well, we learned with you that if we have here Pe'av Rosh, the upper light comes, it rejects, well, maybe it's better not like this, I'll try it differently. If we have a Parzuf, Pe'av Rosh, the upper light comes, and we have Haka'ah, we have a striking, we don't receive anything. Then he checks how much can he receive in order to bestow. He measures the upper light, how much he can receive in order to bestow, and enters it inward, into some part. And the part that he leaves, another part he leaves empty of the Pantsuf. As this whole part, which is called Toch, the Toch of the Pantsuf, Toch and Sof are called the Guf of the Parzuf, the body of the Parzuf. This is called Guf. So the part that it receives is called internal light, O Pnimi, O Yashar, O Chozer. And he starts by the O Mekif that's pressuring that boundary called Tabul. To purify. It starts purifying. Gradually purifying. Just like it enters inwards gradually. Like this. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. That's how it purifies. Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh. Until it comes to Pe of Rosh. And this is how there is the entrance of the light and the emergence of the light. That's it. Now, the moment the Masach starts to rise from Tabu to the level of Gimel, Bet, Aleph, and Shoresh, it purifies with it and does a Zivug, Vaka, Bitush, in all the degrees. Here, and like this, and like this, and like this. Meaning, in each degree, we have the entrance of the light and its rejection. Entrance of the light and its rejection. Entrance of light and its rejection. Entrance of light and rejection. And that's how we have, I'm sorry. That's how we have five patsufim, which are called nekudot. Five patsufim of nekudot. Okay? There's no questions about that. What's interesting here is that the upper light, when it starts purifying upon each and every degree, it does zivug baka'a here. Until the masach purifies. It turns out that we have one partsuf in the entrance, although it's not exactly one partsuf, but let's say it that way. There's an entrance, and in the emergence outwards, we have five partsufim. And all of these partsufim of nekudot are very important to us, because specifically the reshimot from the nekudot are called otiyot, and they're where the next partsuf comes from. Let's say when Potsuf Ab comes here, and then Galgalta. Okay? Well, there are many questions about this, but let's go. The reason why Pchina Gimel is absent in Keter. 78. The reason for the absence of the degree of Keter in the second emanated is that it does not have a viut of Pchina Dalet, or of Pchina Dalet, which, with respect to the Or Chozer, is the Keter of Pchina Dalet. For that reason, the Masach did not push the Or Elyon, the upper light, but only from Chochmah downward. Meaning that measure, which was worthy of coming in Pchina Gimel, of Pchina Dalet. However, there would be no expansion in Keter of Pchina Dalet, even if the Masach had not stopped it. That is because the Kli that extended the upper light did not extend more than Chochmah downwards to begin with. For that reason, the Masach did not push the light of Keter back, but only from the light of Chochmah downward. And thus, the light of Keter is lacking with this Or Chozer. And because the light of Keter from the Or Chozer is absent there, the light of Keter of the upper light is absent there as well. That is because there is no light that can permeate the emanated with the Or Chozer to clothe it, because being the Kli of its reception. This is why it can only reach as high as Chochmah. Okay? Everyone's kind of tired today, yes? Something happened? I don't know what's... Well, a little bit more. Any extension is done by Pchina Dalet, and thus needs a Masach to prevent the light from expanding into Pchina Dalet. 79. The rule is that any extension of light must be in Pchina Dalet in the emanated. Even though there is no intention to draw light into there, the reason is that the aviut it raises from Pchina Dalet is unfit for extension. Even Pchina Aleph in Pchina Dalet is more worthy of extension from Pchina Gimel, which is above. Meaning that it is more pure than the entire Pchina Dalet. Therefore, if all the Aviut disappears from Pchina Dalet, there will be no one to draw light from Ein Sof, and the light will stop entirely. The extension must be done with Prinat Dalet, while at the same time we need to prevent it from not letting it spread due to the restriction which is done upon Prinat Dalet, which is why she instilled in herself the Masach which guards herself, so that the light will not permeate her because of the Tzimtzum on Prinat Dalet. That part that she returns backwards is not lost, but becomes a prina of ochozer, which means that from it, the prina of the kli of reception up on the upper light. Are you asking? Why was the end of correction not done there in Malchut Ein Sof? It's like there's awareness, there's the desire. What do you call the end of correction? From Malchut to equalize to just like her desire, reveal the shame. She wants to be like the Creator. How many components do we need to happen for there to be the end of correction? 125 degrees. So you're already wrong, because you're saying that, why is that case? That's the air, but why there? It's like, is it desire? Because there is no creature yet. It has a true response. She sees the shame. Malchut, no, there's no shame, there's no nothing. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You want to say? Say. I'll wait. Say. There is no creature yet, for which this whole thing will now stabilize and be built. We don't yet have the created being. There's no Adam. We don't yet understand why Adam. Where does it need to be there? Why does it need to be there at the end of the degrees for which all these worlds were created? And Adam is a person is in the end of this. And what does he do? You don't yet understand that. That's okay. But to ask, you know. Very well. Thank you. Well, go home. You're tired. We'll continue tomorrow morning with a new song in our heart. Very well. Let's go. What to sing? Sing. Amen.